That, of course, the Tornadoes there and Globetrotter. Well, Mr. Paul Ronson, of course, as I say, one of our presenters here on East Point Radio. He's a bit of a Globetrotter, and there you go. You see, he just doesn't like shelling out too much. But that's another story. So we'll leave it at that, shall we? Now, you're listening to East Point Radio with me, Mark Lindsay. The Monday Montage is the programme, and at this point on a Monday, we have a feature entitled
Anglia
in Focus.
And I'm very pleased to say that today we're joined live on the programme by John Fox, who's the coxswain of the RNLI lifeboat in Lowestoft, who I hope now is on the line. Good morning to you, John.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
How are you? All right?
Yes, good, thanks. Yeah, all good.
Jolly good. Now, the lifeboat there in Lowestoft, it's a wonderful craft and a very modern craft as well, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a Shannon-class lifeboat here at Lowestoft, which the RNLI build ourselves. And that's water jets, powered by water jets instead of propellers. So we're very fortunate with that.
Yeah, I'd imagine it's very efficient and very manoeuvrable, I would think, isn't it?
Oh, it's exceptionally manoeuvrable, yeah, without a doubt, with the water jets. Big commitment for our volunteer crew, though. There's lots of kit on board that they train hard to use and learn how to use. So they're ready to go.
Now, the coast around Lowestoft, I'd imagine that, like any of these North Sea coasts literally down the country, you must have many situations where you get call-outs for all sorts of things, for people getting into difficulty during the summer months when they're out and swimming and things like that. And you've also got these new, can I say, structures just off the Lowestoft beach, haven't you? And I imagine people try to investigate those. That must cause you a few problems, doesn't it?
Well, the big thing for Lowestoft is the sandbank, the Newcombe sand and the Home sand, which are moving all the time. And I get it, you know, I at low water you can see the sand out of the water, and I get why people like to try and get out there, but there's a little bit of a dangerous pastime when you see the sand more on spring tides, which are big strong tides. So if you see the sand and you go for it, once you get out there you've got to combat the tide to get back in, which can be a problem. And we have two here, and there's one at Minton, I believe. The technical word is an ANS, an artificial nesting structure, but basically kittywake hotels. We did get called out last year to a couple of visitors out there, but I get the appeal of going out there, but that is a little bit of a dangerous pastime, to be honest.
Yeah, certainly sounds it. So basically, you know, people should stay clear of these structures, because it's obviously not only causing them a very dangerous situation, but obviously from yourselves if you're having to go out and rescue people.
Well, the structures themselves are a fair stretch offshore, and you might be able to get there, but whether you'll be able to get back is another thing. See, the tide will push you north or south, so the chances of you returning to where you left the beach are pretty remote.
Now, the lifeboat in Lowestoft, I know that it's been in the area for many, many years. In fact, well over 200 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, the 200th year for the institution is about to be upon us, but there's been a boat here in Lowestoft since 1801, so we had a boat here before the RNLI was formed.
That's fantastic. So providing such a worthwhile service over all those years. Now, you mentioned that this year, 2024, it's a very special 200th year of life-saving. 200 years is an amazing milestone for the RNLI. And, of course, all the craft are basically manned by volunteers, as I understand it. Is that the case?
There is indeed. Everybody's a volunteer apart from myself, who's employed by the institution. And over a period of 200 years, there have been massive changes. You know, if you were to get a message in a bottle these days, it'd be a very fortunate thing. But everything nowadays is all electronic. Satellite communications, EPIRBs, SARTs, PLBs, AIS, GPS. There's a whole range of kit that the crew have to get used to using and operating to be a valid crew member.
Now, you mentioned there becoming a crew member on the lifeboat. The training period, as you say, with all that equipment that you've got, must be very extensive and must take some time, doesn't it?
Well, the crew put in a massive amount of effort. As I say, for myself, I'm here all the time, so I have the time to sit down on board the boat and go through the kit. But the crew, we train at sea once a week, on a weekend, and the first Sunday of each month we give a mess, and we give the Monday night, so we exercise in the dark through the winter. But their commitment is massive. You know, make no mistake about it, the boat can't go without a crew, and we rely on them, and that is all voluntary, yeah.
Certainly fantastic that there's so many people who are on hand to help others, which is very commendable, isn't it?
Oh, that's another big thing in the town as well. I mean, you know, we rely on the employers letting the people go. So, that is a fine line, really.
Now, since 1824, the year when basically the RNLI was formed, I know you mentioned that there has been a lifeboat in Lowestoft since before that time, there's been some 144,000 lives around the coast which have been saved. What an achievement that is.
Yeah, that's a massive thing, isn't it? We're very fortunate in the British Isles to have the institution, and everything the institution does is for free, you know. There's no charge to anybody or anything to go out and assist. Other countries have a slightly different methods, but that is a unique thing to the British Isles.
Now, I've seen on television recently that there are a number of RNLI adverts basically encouraging people to contribute in all sorts of ways to the RNLI, be it in wills. And, of course, all your fundraising is done on a voluntary basis, isn't it?
Indeed, yeah. We have a shop here at Lowestoft that's manned by volunteers. We have a team of fundraisers which do events throughout the year. So it's a changed world with the way the world is now, and everything is so expensive, and people are more likely to spend their money now than to leave it. In legacies have to spend it, Mark, you know, they don't have the option. So there is a struggle, and the institution to run per year is a phenomenal amount of money.
Yes, I can certainly appreciate that. So it is well worthwhile people taking up on the possibility of leaving, if you like, some finance in their wills to the RNLI, such a wonderful institute literally around the UK.
Yeah, and I think all those details can be found online if you go on the RNLI's website. I think all the information is on there if that's what people would like to do.
Yes, I'll ask you about that again in just a few moments' time. But this being the 200 years, it's certainly an amazing milestone for the RNLI. Are there any special events which are being planned locally?
I believe there's Norwich Cathedral having on the afternoon of Sunday the 17th at 3:30. There's an event there commemorating the institution 200 years. Ourselves here at Lowestoft, we're just going to have a little run by on March the 10th, 11:30, off the beach at Pakefield, just to show the boat to people if anybody's interested. And that will be a big event down at Poole in the head office. Obviously, 200 years, the difference in the boats is phenomenal. And I think they'll have a full range of vessels down there that have been in the institution.
Now, I'll ask you to repeat that little bit of information for folks who would like to note that down in just a moment, John. But also, I understand that there's a possibility to listen to 200 Voices, a podcast series, and to also hear real stories of kindness, courage and pride for supporters, volunteers and those who've rescued on the RNLI website. So can we give that website out again?
Yes, if you just go online and search the RNLI, the site will come up, and all the information is on there, as you say, about wills, about different stories, about volunteering, about volunteering positions available. Everything is on there.
And that's a wonderful way in which to support the RNLI. Now, alongside the crews, there are some 238 lifeboat stations, I understand, and the lifeguards watching over some 200-plus beaches, and, of course, thousands of those hard-working fundraisers, as we've been saying, raising those all-important funds to support the RNLI. It's a huge effort by so many people, isn't it?
Oh, it's a massive organisation. The head office is down at Poole. They build lifeboats to sell, like our class of boat. They build the cells, they refit their own boats. They do all the training down there. anybody who's new to the crew has to attend a training course at Poole at some point. It's a massive organisation.
It certainly is. Now, you mentioned the technology and all the equipment which is on board a modern-day RNLI lifeboat. I'd imagine GPS and things like that have proved totally invaluable, haven't they?
Oh, GPS, satellite navigation, has changed the whole world, really. I mean, a few years back, we had a thing called DECA, which was a land-based transmitted signals. If you lost what they called a DECA chain, you didn't really know where you were. But with GPS now, everybody knows where they are with a mobile phone. Everybody can watch us on a thing called marine traffic. So people getting lost really is a thing of the past. You know, everybody has chart plotters nowadays. The technology is phenomenal, which is around.
It certainly is, John. Well, I'm going to ask you once again just to repeat the information for the RNLI website and how people can find out more about the RNLI, not only in Lowestoft, but obviously in other areas around the UK. So can you give us that information once again?
Yes, it's all online. If you search RNLI, the website will come up. Everything's on there. Events, stories, local rescues, volunteering positions, everything you need to know is on there.
John, can I thank you and all your crew members, all the volunteers and everybody who assists the RNLI, not only in the Lowestoft area, but also around the UK, for all the work and all the effort and all the fantastic saving of life which you do literally on a yearly basis.
No problem, Mark. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, John. Thank you for joining us here on East Point Radio. There, we've been talking to John Fox, who's the coxswain of the RNLI lifeboats in Lowestoft, all part of our series
Anglia
In Focus.
And you heard it here, of course, on East Point Radio.